Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time then to find out the latest news from RNIB campaigns. I'm joined this afternoon by Libby Rhodes. Libby, good afternoon to you.
Hiya.
Let's have a look then at quite a few items we've got to get through for the month of August. Let's start at the top then, and we'll find out all about See, Plan and Provide.
Yeah, so we've been really busy in the team recently. So with the See, Plan and Provide campaign, we launched a report a couple of weeks ago now, sometime in July. The campaign is all about vision rehabilitation services. So all local councils in England provide a specific service called vision rehabilitation, and that offers sort of crucial training and advice to people with sight loss. We're really concerned that many blind and partially sighted people are failing to receive the crucial service that is vision rehabilitation. And our latest report, which is See, Plan and Provide, found that 49% of people in contact with their council haven't received an assessment for the service. So what we're calling for is that all local authorities do See, Plan and Provide, so that blind and partially sighted people across England have access to the right support at the right time. So what we'd love it if all of the listeners could join us and write to their councillor about the situation in their area. It's really simple. We set up an online action for people to take. They just need to fill in their details and feel free to edit the letter that will appear. And they can do that by visiting the website, which is www.rnib.org.uk/seeandplan. And it's just on the page there for people to have a look at.
Okay, sounds like a good scheme then. So that's one for listeners to follow up. Let's move on to our next topic then, Libby. And this is Need It to Read It.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of listeners may already know about this. We have been on the radio quite a lot recently about Need It to Read It. So as of last Sunday, NHS England's Accessible Information Standard came into full force. And what that means is that everyone providing an NHS or adult social care service must now provide information in a format their patients can read. So we were getting lots of calls from people over the years saying that their preferred format was email or large print, braille or audio, what have you. And they were always receiving their letters in standard print format that they just couldn't read. And so the standard will now deliver a step change in patient communication across the NHS. And that just means that people with sight loss will now be able to manage their health with the same level of privacy and independence that sighted people may take for granted. What we are a little bit concerned about is that some GP practices might not know that this standard is in existence, and they might not know what patients would like their information in what format that should come in. So we've produced a template letter for people with sight loss to complete, just including their details and their preferred format preference, which they can complete and send off to their GP practices, and that will then be logged on their records. So people can do that by going on the website again, which is www.rnib.org.uk, and this time it would be /need-it-to-read-it. And people can also phone the helpline on 0303 123 9999 for more information and to receive a hard copy version of that letter.
And I think it's probably important to mention at this point, Libby, that a lot of work goes from yourself and the team from campaigns into setting these things up, but you really do need the support of the public as well, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great that we've got the standard that's now come in that we've worked so hard over the years to get, but we're just a bit concerned that GPs might not know about the standard. I mean, they've obviously got a lot on their plates, and they might not know what their patient's preferred format is. So it's just really important for people to make sure that their GPs are aware and that they make that contact with them to make sure that they start receiving their information in a format that they can read.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to our next topic then. And we're tackling attendance allowance.
Yes, so the campaign is simply to keep attendance allowance as it is. So attendance allowance is like personal independence payment that obviously we've campaigned quite a lot of over the years and we did earlier this year. But attendance allowance is there for people over 65. So it helps anyone over the age of 65 to meet the extra costs of their disability. What we're a little bit worried about is that the government has said that they're thinking about moving the funding for attendance allowance from the Department for Work and Pensions over to local authorities. And we're concerned that if that does go ahead, that the money might then disappear to fund social care. anyone that currently receives tenants' allowance would still be protected, but for the future it could be much more difficult for people to receive. So the government is expected to go out to the public later this year with what they're planning on doing, but we've found that it's been pushed further and further back over this year. So we're a little bit worried that the government might come out with what seems like a bit of a done deal. So what we're really keen to do is to have as many people write into their MPs, whether they're sighted, partially sighted or blind, if they receive a tenants allowance or not. We just really want MPs to hear from people across the country so that they're aware of why the benefit should stay as it is. So people can do that by going to www.rnib.org.uk/attendance-allowance-campaign. But we are also really keen to hear from anyone who currently receives attendance allowance, and that's just to help us respond to the government once they do come out with their plans. So we are very keen to hear from anyone who receives attendance allowance, and just so that we can find out why it's so important to them, what they use the money for, and essentially why they think it should stay the same. And by sharing their experiences, they'll really be helping us to make the case for keeping attendance allowance as it is. So if this sounds like any of our listeners, we'd really like to hear from them, and they can give us a call. And this time the number is 0121 665 4255.
Okay, and we'll finish with another health-related topic, a very important one, Libby. We'd also like to hear from people who have been denied cataract surgery.
Yeah, so like you just said, we are really keen to hear from anyone who's having problems accessing cataract surgery in England. So our research has shown that again and again, cataract operations are being restricted across England, and that's forcing patients to live with unnecessary sight loss and ultimately a reduced quality of life. Cataract surgery is proven to be a safe, clinically and cost-effective intervention for both eyes, and we believe that patients should be able to access the surgery if they need it. Everyone with a sight-threatening condition deserves access to treatment. So if you have been denied access to surgery, we're keen to hear from you and we're here to help. So if anyone has been denied the surgery, could they please give us a call? And the number for that is 0207 391 2123.
Libby, there's a lot there for people to get their heads around, but hopefully you will get some good responses from the public. As you say, you're working hard on their behalf. You need their support as well. We'll finish as ever with the full contact details for people to find out more about RNIB campaigns.
Perfect, yeah. So as you said, we are really keen to hear from people. So if anyone would like any more information on what I've just been speaking about, or if they're keen to get involved in campaigning at all, then please do get in touch with us. The number to call the team on is 0207 391 2123, or they can drop us an email to campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Libby Rhodes from RNIB Campaigns, thank you very much for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.